Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome into a Thursday edition brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Baseball once again decided to give us a little appetizer ahead of the tourney today. They're like, what, you're going to wait till 11 to watch games? We'll give you 5 a.m. baseball for the second day in a row.
Oh, I thought you meant appetizer by this Ohtani situation ready to take place and figure out what the hell's going on
Shohei
out there.
Ohtani.
My goodness. Oh, my God. This is just the beginning, Josh, of what I think is going to be some sort of juicy scandal in Major League Baseball.
I don't know how
right?
it could avoid it other than a cover-up,
yeah.
Which is very possible.
Sure.
Because Shohei Ohtani isn't the top story in baseball because he's the top player playing for his new team in Seoul.
That's right.
But his interpreter either got a loan or stole money or covered for somebody with a bookie.
Right.
And you don't think people are going to be asking questions?
Oh, everybody's going to be asking questions on this one, my friend. Everybody. So Dodgers fire Shohei Ohtani's interpreter amid allegation of, quote, massive theft. Is what they're saying. Now, remind you, this gentleman 24 hours ago was in the dugout with the Los
Correct.
Angeles Dodgers.
Correct.
Okay, just he's in the dugout. He's one of those coaches and one of those folks that gets the opportunity to be in the dugout.
He's employed by
right.
the teams.
Employed yeah. by the team.
He used to work for the Angels, and now he works for the Dodgers.
Right, making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year.
Really kind nice gig.
Great gig, right? An amazing gig. And so the interpreter was fired Wednesday afternoon after questions surrounding at least a $4.5 million in wire transfer set from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation. And that, of course, set off a series of events. The Associated Press, you know, is reporting his longtime friend and interpreter for Ohtani incurred the gambling debts to a Southern California bookmaking operation that is under federal investigation. Multiple sources told ESPN how he came to lose his job started with reporters asking questions about the wire transfer. So apparently there was $4.5 million in wire transfers from Shohei Ohtani to this bookmaking operation, and then everybody's wondering what the hell went on. They're painting it as the interpreter was stealing the money from Shohei Ohtani.
First, it was
I think. I don't know. The chronology is a little blurry.
Right.
But in a matter of very small amount of time, the story changed, right?
Uh-huh.
It was in a gambling problem. He's my friend.
Right.
My trusted confidant. He the interpreter guy, Otani covered my debt.
Right.
That was the initial story, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly it became, oh, no, he stole the money.
Because wire transferring is illegal.
Correct.
To cover gambling debts.
Correct.
In the United States of America. Those of you who used to wire your friend's money in Colorado to gamble, that was illegal.
Sack fly for Otani.
Oh, okay. Still in the lineup, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on cue. So it seemingly was starting out, well, man, they were just covering this poor gentleman's gambling debt.
Mm-hmm.
And Otani was covering it because he's a longtime guy with him. And
makes a lot of money. He can help his friend out.
Work it out. I'm going to help my friend out. That's what it initially became. And then it was like, then I think somebody got wind of, well, you can control for this. And then it became, nobody knows anything.
Right.
He must have stolen it.
He stole the money from Otani, right?
Something got lost in translation, pun intended. Right,
right, yeah. Right, yeah, right, exactly.
And then, it's like, boy, it feels like the stories aren't straight here.
Right. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out and kind of figure out where we are with all of this.
Now the money is apparently stolen. That he had access. Now the story is he had access to Otani's account and wired money on his own.
Which, if you're stealing money from your friend, if you will, and Otani and him were friends, our friends still are. I don't know what the dynamic is right now. Why does that mean you get fired from your job? And that's where I'm kind of a little foggy on this. If you were ripping me off, would we fire you here? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm literally asking it out loud. If I found out you were stealing from me,
you were
stealing from me,
right?
Would Odyssey fire you? I mean, I think they would probably say that's not our problem. Yeah, right?
We got to figure this out. we probably need to separate you two, but we got to figure this out. I don't know.
Right? Like, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm like, why are the Dodgers firing this guy when he wasn't stealing from the organization?
Yeah, I didn't steal from you guys. I stole from him.
I stole from him. He's my friend. You know, that's like two of us. We need to work that out. I don't know. I'm asking the question out loud.
There are
a lot of questions.
I truly
don't
this one.
Know because when something like this happens, you know, call me. What's the word I'm looking for where you're kind of, I don't want to say always negative about something, but you always think something's up. Call me.
Fishy?
Come on. It's a common American word that people know. Oh, God. What the hell is the name of the word that I'm looking for? B-dips over there.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, God. What's the word that I'm looking for right now? Call me.
Shirley.
Yeah, fine. Call me Shirley. But
skeptical?
Skeptical. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, but not also the other word. I think it starts with a P where you're, you know, I don't know. Anyway, it'll come to me, you know, later
P-fat?
On today. P-fat. That's exactly what it is. But, you know, I'm not really like buying it is what I'm getting at, right?
I'm not buying because the story changed.
That's exactly right. Like, I'm not buying what's going on right now. So I am a little skeptical about everything that's going on
with
Shohei Ohtani. And sorry that I don't trust organizations to tell the truth all the time, you know?
Yeah, the initial part was, you know, what the quote ESPN had was, obviously, Ohtani wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. He mm-hmm. decided to pay it off for me.
Sure.
I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal.
Right, right.
I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never do sports betting ever again.
Pessimism is what I'm looking for. I'm pessimistic on this.
And that was the quote from the
text line.
From the interpreter. Pessimist, yes. Thank you. And then all of a sudden then it became, oh, Otani didn't know about the gambling debts at all. And
right.
This person stole the money. Well, which is it?
Did he have gambling debts and Otani bailed him out? Or did this guy steal money from Otani? Because the two are completely different, right?
Or, we
know what Otani Rose, right? Is that what we're going at, right? Shohei Rose, Pete Otani.
Otani's going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Does this have Pete Rose written all over it? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible idea to use an interpreter to make bets for you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to get caught up in the language and
sure.
Let's just go ahead and make this bet.
Right. Here's the money.
That's not a far stretch.
Right.
For a possibility.
Correct. That's why I'm pessimistic. That's why I'm skeptical, and that's why I'm not buying any of this.
To ESPN, they made the interpreter available, and then suddenly they're like, oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And that's where I'm going.
Yeah. Hmm. Color me a pessimist, as they like to say.
But, and then, of course, never bet on baseball.
Never bet on baseball. That's exactly right. You got to make sure you
I knew
get that
rule.
In, right?
We have a meeting about that in spring training, was his quote.
Yeah, there's signs all over the clubhouse. If you are a baseball
Which
player
true,
in baseball and betting on baseball, you're just an idiot.
But it's true, but also, you know, well, yeah, there's signs. I mean, I know about it. There's signs and stuff.
Right.
Okay, but you didn't know that bookmaking was illegal.
Right, and wiring money across state lines is illegal for gambling debts,
yeah,
right?
So
like,
the
you
whole
can't
thing's
do this stuff. It's just fishy, man.
Gotta stink to it.
It's you know what, and I'm going to let other people take the reins on this one and the lead on this one and let them kind of figure this thing out. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to grab my popcorn and I'm going to watch this thing because we're not even close to starting the investigation on this one.
I mean, ESPN's on the scent and I don't think they're going to drop this one.
Well, no, I don't think they are either. This is juicy. And this is one of those things that when there's a game going on right now, this is better than the games. This is what people are interested in. This is what people are going to be talking about today. Nobody's going to be going to the water cooler going, hey, you see that at bat by Ohtani in the fifth when he lifted that sack fly to score a run. Nobody's going to care about this. Everybody's going to be talking about it. You hear about this gambling thing with Ohtani?
No, you go to the water cooler and say, I bet you didn't see that sacrifice fly hit by Ohtani
exactly
today.
Exactly right.
So the story on ESPN was written by Tisha Thompson, and I think where it gets going is when they bring in that Mark Fineru.
Is he still around?
I think.
Fanaruata?
Yeah, the ones that they did the Balco thing.
People,
if they get those that crew on, then it's over.
About it. You're
I'll
done.
Say. Well, we'll know it all.
Like when the weather's bad and Jim Cantore shows up in your city, right?
Yeah.
You're screwed. Yeah. If Mark Fanaruata shows up, they're done.
So read the story at ESPN.com because it's great because to hear to read the quotes and how it went down, and then suddenly once the quotes came out, they went, "Oh crap!
Oh
we
got to
change. We got to change our story. We know nothing.
Yeah, haven't seen anything here. He was stealing.
No,
it was
he's totally stealing. Totally stealing.
Totally stealing. Yeah, that's it, Jeff.
Totally stealing.
That.
Fired.
Totally stealing. Yeah, get rid of the guy.
So yeah, it's weird.
Oh boy, it's how far back does this go to? Are the Angels going to be involved in something like this? You know, the Angels have already had that scandal down there.
I don't know how long it takes you to roll up a $4 million debt. I don't.
Well, who knows? It could be one bet. You know, it really could be. What if he put $4 million on San Francisco to win the Super Bowl?
Was he Mattress Mac?
It could be,
I don't know.
Free baseballs for everybody if my bet loses.
Yeah. And then you're a baseball player.
Right.
Okay. Or you're a baseball player's interpreter.
Uh-huh.
And I know California does not have legal betting.
No, they do not.
But you travel enough that if you really had to get done, could you just, I mean, you know, like least difficult way about it is to gamble in the states you're in.
Right. There's enough legal
under a
ones.
Pseudonym of interpreter, you know, whatever.
Yeah, or just
It feels like you went to links you really don't have to go to anymore.
Right, exactly. I mean, we got mad at Chris Carter years ago.
Under the guise of I didn't know it was illegal.
Right.
No,
you did. Just because you don't know the law doesn't mean you're free from the law. Like my mother always used to tell me, ignorance is no defense of the law, Bobby. So if you're speeding, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, you could have just found yourself a fall guy, right? Like Chris Carter said that years ago, Josh, you got to get a fall guy in this league.
Well,
right?
Someone may have.
Somebody may have been that fall guy. But what I'm saying is, like, Chris Carter wasn't wrong in all that. Like, remember when we all crushed Chris Carter? How could you say that? Get a fall guy? Chris Carter was dead on. Everybody needs a fall guy.
We laughed at it. We're like, no, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you got to get a fall guy, man. Like, seriously, you got to go out there and get yourself a fall guy, whether it's interpreter, whether it's a clubhouse guy, whether it's your friend. It just doesn't matter who it is. You've got to find a way to get that fall guy. We may have seen the first one.
Yeah. I'm wondering because this.
Man, this is fishy.
This is terrific, actually. I mean,
It's
there's no other way to put it. It's not fascinating. It's partly fascinating, but the most part, it's terrific.
It is. Yeah.
I need to know more of this, this story.
Right.
All right. The CBA is signed. And when I say CBA, I don't mean the Grand Valley Vipers of the CBA are coming to Kansas City. That's what I thought for a while when I heard the CBA was here. But we'll explain next.
Hey, this is Trent McDuffie. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did we play Karma Chameleon yesterday?
We did not.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
I don't know why. It was like, I woke up this morning.
And it's
that was the
head?
Song.
Why? Because it's a good song, Josh.
To me, it's sometimes it's that last song on our show. If I didn't hear music the rest of the day, and I don't really think I had music on the rest of the day.
Yeah.
What else would you have been listening to instead of music?
I was listening to some podcasts, and I was listening to 610, and I was, you know, I was sports in 610, and so this morning, but I was like, oh, was it in a commercial during the first four? I'm like,
two cups and Joe and walking in.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Then. Yeah. It was this guy, then. I'm working on podcasts yesterday, and he's checking out, pops his head in the door. Rome, you want to
talk to you later. That song?
Yeah, we did.
Yesterday?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the last one.
Yeah.
But then
thanks, pal.
Why don't we do a throwback Thursday and say anything from pre-1990 can be played today on the show? I think we're off to a pretty good start on that. So if you guys got something pre-1990, let us know.
Karma Chameleon in my head for some reason.
You know who sang that song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy George, Culture Club, one of the greats of all time.
Didn't think that's what your answer was going to be.
Why? That's who sang it.
And then my mind went to is.
A Love Shack Sucks text line. That song blows.
Was Karma Chameleon somehow related to the Gecko from Geico?
And why haven't they used that song in those commercials? Maybe Boy George won't give him the rights, right?
So I didn't. That's where my mind. First it was, why is this song in my head? And then, I wonder if they're related.
Yeah. Okay. If the chameleon's related to the Geico Gecko?
Correct. And you could probably say, it's from a different family.
Nobody cares. That's a good question.
I just thought that they were probably in the same.
Did you visit Missouri yesterday?
The same thing. I don't know.
Is the Geico Gecko related to the Karma Chameleon? And also to the Salty Iguana?
So, they're all hanging the same circles. They definitely have a text chain, I would think.
You were over by my house on the state line, huh?
Don't know.
That's what I just said. He must have visited 135th and State Line yesterday.
There's a Dairy Queen right next to him, man. It's always packed.
No clue. All right.
Is the chameleon related to the Geico Gecko? And they say I'm the one that's nuts.
So also yesterday, Bob kept talking about the CBA will be out. The CBA will be out. It involves the stadiums. It's a pretty big story. And all I could get in my head was the Continental Basketball Association. That was all in my head.
Right.
So I even texted you guys the other day. Bob's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what this means.
Go, all you can think of when you keep saying CBA is the Grand Valley Vipers are moving to Kansas City.
Are and they we've got still another, a team?
I have no idea. Oh. And we're getting another, like, you know, defunct basketball franchise
right.
that's coming here. That's all I can think
well,
of.
Well, no.
But indeed, the CBA in this case is a very good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
There's a lot coming back that mm-hmm. the Royals and Chiefs are going to bring back to Kansas City, bring to Kansas City in agreement for you know, stadium funds.
Yeah, look, we're not going to get into the nuts and bolts of the CBA. We'll just give you the bullet points on this and the good things that both teams are doing. Combined, they're going to give $266 million back in real cash to Kansas City. You like the sound of that, right?
Yeah.
You like the sound of that, BW or Jackson County voter?
Absolutely.
Right?
Tax return. Yeah.
Yeah, so $266 million in real cash is going back to Jackson County, plus another $200 million in forgivables. We're going to pay the insurance that you don't have to pay anymore. We're going to make the Parks Department levy that you don't have to pay anymore. Like all these forgivables over the course of the lease. So all told, we're talking about $466 million+ in cash and forgivables for Jackson County. It is the best CBA in the United States. Quite frankly, I never heard of one of these things before, right? This is all new to me that you need a community benefits agreement when you're getting ready to build a stadium. So this is the best one in the United States. The $140 million being put in by the Royals is the largest contribution in MLB history. No team has ever made a contribution bigger than this to a community benefits agreement to get a stadium built for Major League Baseball. And it shows the teams clearly want to stay, you know, in Jackson County. You got $140 million from the Royals, $126 million from the Chiefs going in. I think it's a good deal for all involved. It helps with education, minority and women-owned businesses. It helps with transportation. Any tax dollars that are lost by relocating businesses out of the Crossroads, the tax dollars that go to the KC Public Schools will be reimbursed by the Royals. I mean, so, like, they're taking care of everything. If you're still a no voter on this, I don't know.
It feels
what
like there's a lot coming back that
there is.
Typically doesn't.
Yeah. Right, exactly. There's a lot out there that's coming back that normally doesn't. And I can tell you there are a lot of asks out there. Many wanted the total amount of the money coming back to be more than the tax was worth. Now, you're probably not going to get something like that. But
if we're going to do that, why would you get the tax for tax? If,
right, you know. Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to put in $200 million. We want $400 million coming back. It doesn't work that way.
I just pay that myself I think.
So you can look it up online how it's all broken down. But I look at it, there's a boatload of cash coming back. They're taking care of everything. They're helping people with jobs. They're funding the school system. They're helping with mass transit. They're helping with minority and women-owned businesses. B-Dub, you're a Jackson County voter. You got more say in this than I do. If you're still a no voter after seeing the community benefits agreement, then there's probably just no way to convince you the other way. And that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
You're just ill-informed,
right?
And you don't see the bigger picture for not only the county but Kansas City proper. And this, everything, and people say, well, they used a lot of buzzwords, and they didn't really know. They laid it out.
There's
as
no
much,
buzzwords. It's very in detail.
Right. It's very in detail. They've laid it out exactly what they're going to do, and it's all contingent on the vote. Once the vote goes through, then they sign this, and
right.
then it's up to the county as to where this money goes.
And each team signed binding letters yesterday.
Correct.
Both organizations signed binding letters involving what they're promising and what they are going to do. If it doesn't pass, then none of it matters. But if the vote passes, then all this gets put into effect. Because there were people out there yesterday, where's the signed documents? Well, it hasn't passed yet, but there are letters out there that are signed by both teams that says this is what we're going to do, right?
Right.
This is how we're going to take care of things. This is what we're looking to have if this passes. And so, again, you as a Jackson County voter obviously have a say in this. Josh and I do not. We do not have a vote in all of this. But if I wasn't
buy stuff
County.
Over the Jackson
yeah,
County.
Help, yeah, help out the stadium.
Yeah.
Sure,
come on over.
I mean, I think what the Royals and Chiefs are doing is truly spectacular. $266 million in hard cash that they're putting in, and then another, what I said, $200 million in forgivables as well. This is an unbelievable community benefits agreement, and quite frankly, if it fails, nobody's getting anything better. This is not a, we'll do it over in 6 months, we'll take another stab at this. If this fails, Arrowhead Stadium, kaput. They're building a new football stadium in that loudest venue that you like to go to, and everybody talks about how great it is. That sucker's done.
Yeah, it's going to go right next to that new Mattel theme park that's going in with the Masters of the Universe golf course and all that stuff. It's going to be beautiful, but you got to take care of business. And
right.
if this doesn't show you in black and white, spelled out, that these are so many beneficial factors for our city, and you're still a no, then I have to be on the side of, I just don't know if I can trust you and trust your way of thinking.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So the Royals are putting in over $1 billion. The Chiefs are putting in $300,000, and they're giving $266 million in real cash back to Jackson County and $200 million in forgivables. And Frank White says, no, I don't really care what Frank White has to say anymore. Quite honestly, it sounds like a lot of sour grapes coming from a man who doubled everybody's taxes. Sounds like sour grapes, man. Sounds like sour grapes. You had a great broadcasting job. You don't have that anymore. You had a coaching job. You don't have that anymore. Like, it's, to me, B-Dub, you can weigh in again. You're a Jackson County resident. Sounds like the county executive has a lot of sour grapes right now. That's my opinion on that.
Yeah, it just, you know, with just the way everything's being framed from the county executive's office, you know, this is all rushed. We can do this, right? No, it's been there. It's been waiting for you.
It's been on his desk for 2 years.
The teams and you know, a lot of people say, why does this seem so? They're locked in till 2030. I said, yeah, I was speaking at a luncheon the other day. Most teams hammer these leases out 7 to 10 years in advance.
Yeah.
We're behind the eight ball here.
We are. Yeah.
We're about a year and a half, 2 years behind the eight ball.
The last two leases were done with 9 years remaining and I think 7 years remaining.
Right.
So, yeah.
And there's a misconception as to what you're voting on. Well, I don't want the stadium, blah, 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 blah. I said, in actuality, this isn't a vote for a stadium.
Right.
This is a vote to keep your teams in Jackson County.
And when those teams leave early and break the lease, that sales tax stays in place until it's all paid
off.
So you're going to be paying for empty stadiums.
Correct.
If you vote no, you still will be paying this tax for stadiums that are no longer in use because you got to pay you got to foot the bill on all of that kind of stuff.
So as a Jackson County resident and a Kansas City proper resident, I'm going to vote yes just because I don't want the FAFO.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not willing to take that gamble. Seattle took that gamble. Sean Kemp went somewhere else.
Right.
The exactly. Seattle Supersonics went to Oklahoma City. I'm not willing to take that gamble.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And that's where I am right now. With all the momentum, all the great things that are going on.
I never thought we'd have a
Kansas
Sean
City.
Kemp reference.
That
today.
Was really
that
good.
That was
yeah.
solid.
That was really good. So Frank has had this on his desk for over 2 years. He never wanted to talk to the teams, didn't want to discuss things with the teams. People say, how did he have it on his desk for 2 years and do nothing? I've known about this for 2.5 years. How long have I been telling you about this, Josh? I mean,
quite some time. Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Very long time. Over 2 years, I've known about this. So if Dopey Bob Fesco knows about this thing for over 2.5 years, you damn well know the county executive knows about it, and he chooses to do nothing about it. So I don't really care what he has to say.
It feels like for everything that this is an answer, this is an end. They provided the answer.
They gave every
even
answer.
If it's,
yeah.
Even if it's like now they provide the you have the you,
right.
Well, they didn't do that. Here it is.
Here it is.
It feels like there's just a lot of well.
Exactly.
I don't
there's
know
a lot
what's
of
nuh-uhs
going on right now. Yeah. This is an amazing deal. This is a great deal for the city. This is a great deal for the county. It's a great deal for the residents. You keep your professional sports teams rightfully where they belong in Jackson County. We all move on and we all have a great day.
And it feels like they could ask for more and they're asking for the same.
Yeah,
it's an extension.
Like I said, they are taking considerably less dollars by doing this than if they went somewhere else in the area that would offer more.
If you're freaking out, they're doubling what the ask was before. Okay, great. It's not. It's an extension of the exact same sales tax that's already been in place for decades.
Well, since the 06, right, or whenever whenever this one was put in, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's getting to that point.
Yeah. It's getting to that point where it's just like, enough's enough. I can't wait for Election Day. I, quite frankly, am tired of talking about this, and I'm tired of Frank White.
We all love Red Zone, right? Collectively, everybody goes, yeah. What if I told you there's going to be more of it? We'll get to it next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio.
Well, if your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we open up the request machine for a bonus date today on, you know, the start of the tourney. 913-586-7610. What were the parameters?
It had to be pre-1990.
Oh, pre-1990. Okay, all right, all right.
And tag your name, please.
Yeah. I was at the J yesterday. Did 5 miles, man. This Flashpoint complex gives me this energy I've been telling you guys about. I'm doing 5 miles yesterday. I'm like, I can go another two, but I got to go to the bathroom. And Billie Jean comes on, right? And I could hear the beat at the beginning. I'm like, all right, here we go, here we go, here we go. It was the Weezer version of it. Remember when Weezer put out that cover album a few years ago with all the covers of songs? I think they do an amazing job, but I was ready for Michael. You know, I was ready for Michael, and I got Weezer.
Mm.
Ugh, talk about a letdown.
Yeah. That's a hard left turn.
That is. That's chocolate chip cookie and getting oatmeal raisin. And I'm with you. Yeah. Donut getting
Weezer
jelly.
Weezer did some pretty good covers. That whole album was great. If you're thinking Michael and you got Weezer, that's not exactly
right.
That's not where
and you can hear, I'm like, all right, yeah. Billie Jean, here we go, here we go, here we go. And then it was Weezer. I'm like, I really wanted Michael at this
point.
So
who requested Michael today?
Our buddy Milton and Lenexa want a little Rock With You.
That's Michael a good Jackson. Song, too, man. Is that the Wall album, Rock With You?
Off the Wall,
Off
yes.
the Wall, yeah.
None of Milton's out there, either.
No, like there that. Really yes, aren't. That's yes. a good name.
I was told I could listen to my radio at a reasonable level.
You can blast it when you listen to 610 Sports yeah. Radio on the Odyssey
And are
app.
You still needing a stapler or not?
Have you seen my stapler?
No.
Poor guy.
Do people still use staplers?
I mean, we have one and I occasionally use it, but usually we can't find it and it doesn't have staples.
Right.
So that's kind of where it's at. But I know where it's at. It's in the desk in the kitchen. It's right there.
Yeah.
Just usually doesn't have staples.
Yeah.
And if somebody puts it back, it's right there.
What are the chances of
50-50.
That?
50-50. Tournament coverage on 610 Sports Radio brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. I think the collective, yes, was Red Zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think people like it way more than I do, but I have enjoyed Red Zone. I'd still rather watch a game, but if I don't have a game of interest, give me some Red Zone. Right?
Look, I was with you until September of 2023 when it went to YouTube TV, the Sunday Ticket, and I'm like, I'm just not spending money on Sunday Ticket anymore. It was too much money. It just really wasn't worth it for me anymore. I have DirecTV. I said, let me see what this Red Zone is all about that everybody's been raving about. I will never go back to NFL Sunday Ticket because that's how awesome Red Zone was for me. And if the Chiefs aren't on and the Chiefs aren't playing their game, you know what? I don't want to be beholden to just one football game.
No, I like
love
it then.
The fact that like you watch the Red Zone,
but
and
I don't
you
just
experience
I'm,
Sunday.
I've tried it, you know, pre sideline where I just sat down and just sat and watched that all day, and it doesn't quite do enough for me. But I know people love it.
Yeah.
So, and you're not going to say. Give me less of it.
No, God, right? No. I was with you, and I thought the same thing. I'm like, boy, I just really want to watch the game. But I'm like, no, I'm learning so much by watching the Red Zone because you don't miss anything, and you feel like you've watched every game.
I need more control still. But the guys that do it, awesome.
Yep.
Awesome at their jobs. It's unbelievable. So why not hire them for something else? And they have.
And they did.
Richard Deitch reporting. The Red Zone is coming to the Olympics.
That's awesome.
And they've hired Scott Hansen and Andrew Siciliano.
Who did the Red Zone all these years. What a brilliant move by NBC.
And two others. They'll host Peacock's Gold Zone. The other one's probably trademark. Whip Around Show, which will stream live on Peacock. So if you still have that from that one playoff game.
That's right.
During the Paris Olympics.
That's cool. And I like the way they did the gold for the gold medal.
That's probably it. That's probably actually why they did that. But
well, yeah.
I was thinking trademarks, you know.
Oh,
can't
no.
call it that because it's not yours.
They present these things at the Olympics the called
zone.
Medal. The
yeah,
gold medal
zone
is for the
sense.
First place finisher.
Yeah. So And this seems like the way to watch the Olympics, too.
I think, look, I heard this yesterday, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'll probably watch the gold zone for the Olympics instead of just trying to flip around and, you know, find that event, unless it's curling or something that we all enjoy watching once every 4 years. But I was thinking, why don't we take this one step further? We need this for the NCAA tournament. And I would
watch.
I can't
believe they don't.
I can't. I'm stunned that this is not part of your NCAA tournament coverage, right?
And because I think, they did it to a very small extent, remember, early when you didn't get all the games.
That's right. When Gumbel was sitting in studio, and they would send you to the games.
And that was
right?
almost like a mini version
right.
of
and,
that.
And when they split up to the Turner CBS model that they have now and every game's available to you, the thing that I said the most was, I'm too stupid to flip channels. I need Greg Gumbel telling me what's going on, right? I needed that. And then for the last 10 years, we've had every game available, but I don't know how you guys feel about that. I like the ability to have every game available. I think it's awesome, right? And you can get it on the Max app. You can get it on NCAA.com. You can get it on your regular TV.
Yeah, I tried it on the Max last night. It worked great.
It was great. I'm with you now. If it's on the app, I'm watching it on the app. Right?
I'm like, they have it available. I'll try to watch it here and just see if it's, yeah, it was great, right?
Yeah. So I watched on Max last night. What a great game between Grambling and Montana State, too. Going to overtime.
That was fun.
Those are fun, right?
Yeah,
those are fun games. Exactly. And so that was the only game that was on last night. So it was standalone. You didn't need that. But once today hits at 11:15 and we got the first tip-off, and then you start having game after game after game after game, like, I know how I am. I'll put the TV on, even if I have two TVs. What if I have True TV and TBS on? But then something's happening on CBS. I can't find the remote. It's a pain. Give me the ability to have, you know, Red Zone for the NCAA tournament, at least for the first weekend, you know, of the NCAA tournament. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when you got a boatload of games.
And at the end of it, show me every bucket.
And then show me every basket, right?
Did you imagine that point? I was like, what a stupid idea. Yeah. And they give you every touchdown, you know, at the end of Red Zone. We're going to give you every basket from today.
But I think it would be perfect.
It's on all night.
the only reason
Maybe. If the games are good, it's on all night. Good, if not, it's a very short edition.
If it's Virginia, it's two shots, you don't have to worry about anything else. But I think for the NCAA tournament, it would be great because I'm that guy that needs to be told where to go and what to do when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I know that since the split has happened and every game is available, I know I've missed things because I've been caught up in another game, forgot that it was on another channel, wasn't paying attention that it was on another channel. But if I could have a game on one TV and then the NCAA tournament's version of Red Zone on another TV, man, I would be loving life. I think it would be outstanding because now you may have multiple screens. You got to monitor on your phone. You got to figure out what games are going on, where you're going to go. A close finish is here. By the time you flip over, did it happen? So I just don't understand why Red Zone, from a fan standpoint,
hasn't already happened. I know.
But
I
can tell you why, because there's probably billions of dollars that Turner and CBS put into this thing, and they're saying, no. We want a captive audience on this. We do not want this. The NCAA needs to find a way to farm this thing out. Let Turner and CBS still be involved with this thing. But maybe it's Max next year has an app, NCAA Tournament Max, and it's on the Max app, and it's Scott Hansen, and he's going to every game. And everybody, we got a great finish coming down to the wire in Boise. Let's go to Greg Gumbel and Clark Kellogg out in Boise, and boom, there you are. And you're bouncing around. Like, how cool would that be for the NCAA tournament? We need to get that done. Let's go.
I can't believe it hasn't already happened. Yeah. And like our great listeners do, you've come up. It's NetZone. I mean, that's perfect. I love it.
Yeah, NetZone is really good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wonderful.
Good job. From the 816.
Yeah.
YouTube TV, meanwhile, is, I guess, rolled out their customized multi-view option. You guys both have that one, right?
I don't. I do.
I have the YouTube TV.
I guess you'll be able to try it. So they have a new custom view in time for the tournament.
The multi-view.
So you can put them all in there.
They did this with Sunday Ticket, except for it wasn't customizable. They gave you options, different options of the four games that you could watch in the multi-view, which is amazing. Now, if this is actually customizable,
I know they said that it is, but why would this have to be for the tournament? Because actually, they give you four, and you got them all.
Four, right? Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the way they're phrasing it. You know,
right.
It's all customizable. You can see it in the left or the right. You know, they give you different options.
Right. You can move it around, maybe. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, but if this is truly customizable,
let us know tomorrow. Yeah,
this is going to be awesome, and it could change Sunday ticket even better, because there were many a times on Sundays after the Chiefs game. Well, they weren't even playing on Sundays. You know, like, I want to watch four games that I want to. I want to watch. You know, the Bengals here. I want the Bills here. I want, you know,
they didn't let you put it where you wanted.
They didn't let you do that. Okay.
That's stupid.
That was the bad part of it.
Yeah, that's probably their, that was probably their test. You know, they're like, here, we can give it to you in a small piece, and then we're going to figure out
force feeding people the Jets.
We're going to figure out how to have you do it.
I don't want the Browns on my TV, but you know, it was cool that they would put the red zone as an option as well, so you could have three games in the red zone, and you could switch the audio, which was great. You could just go to whichever audio feed you wanted. You could watch all three games and just have Scott Hansen yelling at you, "Oh, it's the witching hour."
So that's outstanding that you're able to do that, but it's still four games that you have to watch. I still want somebody
to direct it.
Yeah, I do.
You want a director?
I do. I need a director. I need somebody spoon feeding me. I need somebody telling me where to go, because, like I said to start this topic out, the best thing about Red Zone for me wasn't the ability to see all the scoring, was the ability to watch that and feel like I watched every game and I knew everything that happened in the NFL on Sunday. I want that ability for the NCAA tournament, and I know I don't have that ability for the NCAA tournament, and I know I always miss stuff that's going on now because of I'm watching different games. I want the ability to walk away from the tournament on Thursday night tonight, by the time you go to bed, and say, man, I saw everything today. I didn't miss a thing. And that was the beauty to me of having Red Zone for the NFL.
They lead you down the path.
They tell you what's going on so you don't miss a damn thing.
Today might be the best. Or is it? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning. Weekdays starting at 6 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, Amadeus.
1756, Salzburg, January 27th, Wolfgang Amadeus is born. 1761, at the age of 5, Amadeus begins composing. 1773, he writes his first piano concerto. 1782, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart marries Constance Weber. 1784, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart becomes a Freemason.
I mean, you learned with your music. That's
so
that's
much
right.
About Ludwig von Beethoven.
Such learning there. You are picking the music today. We've opened up a second day. 913-586-7610, he says, reluctantly.
Thursday. You got to do a throwback Thursday.
Yeah. So it's...
Makes me thirsty.
80s and 90s, not today.
Not today.
Is that what we're doing?
Pre-1990. Anything pre-1990. Okay. So it can go back to your childhood of the 50s, and you can get some of that snazzy jazz music.
Doopy doopy doo.
What was some of the good 50s music that was out there singing about malt shops and poodle skirts?
I really thought Rock Me Amadeus would have a follow up. I thought they were really good. I thought Falco was on to stuff.
Edie?
They weren't there. Didn't do much else.
No.
913-586-7610. Include your name so that you may get the credit.
Yeah, we'll give you anything pre-1990 today. And tomorrow's a fabulous Friday, so that means anything after 1990.
I like that. Jim C. down in Galveston, Texas. Chiefs Kingdom South.
There you go. How do? Galveston this morning. How's the beach look, man? I wish you could text us a picture of the beach. If you're on Twitter, tag us and send a picture of the ocean this morning. It's very soothing.
Hmm.
Except the Gulf of Mexico down in Texas is just not as clean as it needs to be.
Got to get there again, though. We went there one time, and the weather was terrible. Mm-hmm. And we drove all the way there, and it was going to be bad for like 4 days, and we bounced.
Yeah, I lived down there for a year and 10 months, and it was like, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours from the beach or whatever. I think I went one time. That was it. It's like Port Aransas.
That one word?
Port is one word. Aransas is another word.
Oh. Port Aransas.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay.
That's two
there's
words.
A, like a space in between.
You've seen words like that
arrest
over the years.
Or pause in between.
Yeah, and the 3-3-1-1-3. Hey, at least the Kevin McCullough can do the 3-3-1-1-3 when he's sitting on the bench.
I would think.
Hope his knee's better.
A Thursday edition brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Bleacher Report asks a valid question. they asked the question, and we went, that's a good question, and they said thank you.
Yeah, they did.
Which really is amazing.
Yeah.
Is today the best sports day of the year?
I think it is, and I don't think there's really much arguing right now, and I'm not even a huge college basketball fan, as we know, but I think this is the beauty of the tournament. Every single person is going to be paying attention today, whether you're a hardcore basketball fan, which is a very small minority of folks these days, or not a hardcore basketball fan, every office building's going to have it on. Everybody's going to be sneaking and watching at lunch or watching on their computer or watching on their phone. Or as we said, as soon as the show's over, we're bouncing today. We get a few things done before the 11:15 tips and sit down in front of that TV and watch these games. Teachers are going to be wheeling in the cart to watch these games at school right now because everybody loves the NCAA tournament. And no other day of the year can you sit down at 11:15 in the morning and not have to get up till midnight and just watch game after game after game after game.
Even if you have a couple naps in there, that's
yeah,
fine
which
too.
Is fine,
you know, you're not off during
not
a couple
off,
games.
Right, yeah.
It's still there.
Right. I think like watching game after game after game is fantastic. Everybody's invested with a bracket, whether you're gambling on it or not. Like, to me, this day and tomorrow combined, I think they are the two best sports days of the year. Super Bowl's a great day, but it takes so long to get to the game. And if your team isn't in it, is it really a great sports day? Now, when the Chiefs are in it, it's a great day, and the wait is fine. The wait is the hardest part, and worth the wait. That's a fantastic day when you're in it. Baseball opening day for me is special all around. It's just like everybody's coming back outside. You haven't seen people since they went in for the winter, you know, and everybody's coming back out, and everybody's in a good mood, and it's baseball. And then I think college football's first round of the playoffs is going to be a special day as well. They need to do it kind of like the tournament where you have a lot of games on the same day where you could just sit down and be a fat ass and watch football.
And we're talking about baseball's opening day. You're not talking about like the Soul game.
No, this doesn't count. This is a joke. But I'm talking next week, a week from today. Yeah.
I do like that because it's more the sign of spring to me.
Right.
But unlike this, where I don't, baseball games, like I'm not tuning in for every ending of every game.
No, you're not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like on that day, you're like, oh, let's look around and see the weather at different places, and that's cool. Or mm-hmm. maybe some snow at another one and go, ha-ha. And then obviously you have your team. This is like, yeah, I don't really care about Duquesne BYU. But if there's a finish.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss that.
Right?
Yeah.
So, no, I think this is the best because you literally have 12 hours of nonstop hoops.
Nonstop. It is.
And you
nonstop.
Get a little twitchy at like 5:30 when you're in between games.
And I was thinking about that today, actually, Josh. No joke.
The two hardest parts to me are when that first game tips off to get to that second one.
Yeah.
Because they give a little exclusive window to the first game.
I think 10 minutes, right?
I think it's 25 minutes.
Oh, it's a long time,
right?
Okay.
And you're like, when's that second one gonna go? I need two games at once.
Yeah.
Right. And then
I still watching Impractical Jokers?
And then that part where they say we're gonna send you to your local news and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
That's
tough because nobody needs local news. It causes you know.
It's really
mental
anguish. It's really tough. But then you have and then you're like, man, can I keep my eyes open today for that West Coast game that tips off at 10:05?
Yeah,
it's not West Coast this time. It's Omaha. It's the last game. I think it tips off today at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. So 9:05, which won't be on time, right? The Kansas game won't be on time. They'll be late. And then you're like, oh, can I make it to halftime of that one? It's awesome.
Yeah,
or you wake up and the TV's still on. You're like, oh my gosh, there's the studio crew. Game must be over. Shut it off.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
It is.
Start to finish.
Day. Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. And again, you don't have to be a basketball fan.
Multiple TVs and set them up and look ridiculous. And I love it.
You had mentioned, you know, that little lull at 5:30. I'm not kidding. I got up this morning. I'm like, I think I have enough food in the house for lunch today. I'm like, boy, what am I going to do for dinner? When am I going to cook dinner? Oh, wait, there's that lull in the tournament where they make us watch the weather and local news, which I can't stand news. You guys are well aware of that. I think it is a mental drain for me. It is not good for my mental health to watch the news. So I will cook dinner. I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll have that half hour between where there's nothing going on and I'll throw something on the Blackstone and call it a day, right? Like, that was my immediate thought today. Is there going to be time to even cook dinner today with all this? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, there is that
little
bit of
love. You're fending for yourselves.
Yeah. Sorry, you're on your own. But they give odds. Like, Super Bowl Sunday and the first day of March Madness, they're like plus 300 is the best sports day of the year. Then they have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, to me, is a great day because there's football on, but very rarely is there a game that anybody cares about.
Yeah, to me, not enough. Again, I'm just picking on Duquesne BYU because it's the second game to tip off.
Right.
behind Michigan State and Mississippi State, which, like, that's an 8-9. We get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know anything about Duquesne. Let's go. Like,
I just don't care.
I don't
care
tune
about-
in on Thanksgiving and go, tell me more about the Lions.
Right.
I normally just don't care.
Right.
So it's on.
And I
on.
Really don't care about the Cowboys taking on the Commanders on Thanksgiving. Like, it's just not great for me. Like, so Thanksgiving, Christmas Day has become a fun day now with the NBA and the NBA season starting on Christmas Day, and
the NFL taking it over
is really good. I think the college football playoff is going to be spectacular. That's going to move up the list. Masters final day. It's okay if there's somebody good playing or if there's a close, you know, match at the end. The Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend, opening day of baseball for me is big. And then they have Kentucky Derby Day. I think the Kentucky Derby Day is a lot of fun if you go to a Derby party or whatever. If you ever get to go to the Derby, I think that would be kind of outstanding. But it's 2 minutes of a race. You don't know any of the horses.
Right.
Have you ever met a Kentucky Derby horse?
Maybe. I don't know. Was there one there on the time we toured it? Maybe. I don't know.
You
I didn't say,
Kentucky
hey,
Derby?
Horse.
Yeah.
What's up, horse? How did they get you on a plane?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I didn't answer. It was still... was still kind of weird.
Right.
So I think today is definitively today and tomorrow are the, I mean, you don't clear your calendar like you clear your calendar if you can.
Right.
For today.
Right. You don't. Yeah, you're right. This is the day you
and,
clear your
and then
calendar.
You can take it to another level and say, what other time do men schedule the
right.
snip?
Right.
None.
Right.
This is it.
So you do realize the disturbing bracket trend our friend Janae just sent us that has been going around the internet. Have you seen this one? In every tournament since 2021, a top two seed has lost in the first round to a team with a, well, let's just say a name related to...
A phallic name?
Yeah.
Okay, I did see this.
You did see this one, right?
Yeah.
In 2021, Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State.
I'm pretty much locked on the D stories.
I can't watch a game anymore, just so you know, you
right.
son of a... I'm not kidding.
Right, Dayton
I'm
looks like a
this,
D, right?
I'm watching these games, and I'm like,
I know.
I can't get past
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, the Dayton court look, and all the NCAA courts that look, you won't see it.
No, you don't
they
don't see
D's
it. I'm
on
just
it.
Like, I'm just like, oh, my God. I can't believe Josh did
D's
this.
On it.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So anyway, so in 20, in 2021, Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State. In 2022, St. Peter's defeated Kentucky.
Mm.
In 2023, Fairleigh Dickinson defeated Purdue. That's 3 years in a row. Once as a happenstance, twice as a coincidence, three times as a pattern. In 2024, Houston will face Longwood. Will they be the next team to fall victim to this trend?
So we got to look at the 215s. Is that what you're saying?
Top two seeds. So Houston
top two
and Longwood.
Seeds, okay.
Yeah, Houston and Longwood today. Houston is a one seed. Longwood is a 16.
Long Beach State's taking on Arizona.
But that's
that count?
I think if we're looking for something, maybe.
I mean, it's long.
Yeah, you're right. It is long. It is absolutely long. But if Longwood beats Houston today, that would be hysterical. Or whenever they play today or tomorrow.
They're tomorrow.
They're tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Houston and Longwood.
I think everybody's rooting for Longwood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.